This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we've got a couple of good guests here. Lindsay Wagahoff and Terry Miller from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation are here. Our conversation begins right after this.
Making your final arrangements in advance at Plummer Funeral Home allows you to make decisions at a time when you are thinking clearly and not under the stress that surrounds the death of a loved one. It also allows you time to consider your options and to make intelligent, informed decisions calmly and completely. And then, we'll help you put them in writing so that there will be no mistake about what you really wanted. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week, Lindsay Wagahoff and Terry Miller from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation are here. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Good. How are you doing, Tobin?
I'm doing well.
We're doing well, and this is a big week for the Economic Development Corporation. Your annual dinner meeting takes place tomorrow at the Church Street Pub. Lindsay, if you want to take the floor here, tell us a little bit about the meeting.
Well, you're right. Tomorrow, it's Thursday, at the Church Street Pub at 6 p.m. And the annual meeting is essentially just a meeting of our members where we look back at over the past year and what we've all accomplished. And we hand out reports about that. We have a dinner. We elect board members for the coming year. And we also look forward to the next year. So where are we going to go in 2014 and where have we been in 2013?
So let's add on to that. Where have we been in 2013 and where are we going?
Well, I think we've been in a really great place. I think we hired a really great executive director, and Lindsay here, and she's giving me a dirty look, but she did a great job.
Her face just turned really red.
It did.
Right now.
I wish we could show this. But she has done a really good job. She's added members. She's really reached out to the community. She's got a great feel for what she's doing now. She started in August, and I mean, she hit the ground running. We're building. We're in a position now where we're getting our partnerships in place. A lot of people are coming on board. They're really excited about economic development. They're seeing the need for it, not just our business community, but also our municipalities, our elected officials, and individuals on the street. They get it. And they're really buying into why this is important. And I feel like this was a great year because now we have a full-time executive director. We're all in. We've made the commitment. And I really look forward to 2014 when we start to reap the benefits.
And there's a lot of, I mean, you look at the paper, you hear the newscast sometimes, you hear nothing but, you know, oh my gosh, there's bad things going on with the county and that. But if you really look, there is some good progress being made here in the county. And Lindsay, we've talked about this before, the program that the county board just implemented about the reinvestment Act, about taking the coal revenue and allocating 33% of those funds for county improvement. There are some projects like that in the long term will be better off for the county.
Right. We've talked about that at the Planning Commission before, where we've talked about, you know, the need for, in situations, better roads and things like that. And so while those take time, there's definitely things that are, you know, the highway department just did a 15-year plan. Things like that, while they take time to implement, people are working on them. So there is progress being made.
And that's the key of it all, because there is a lot of red tape with anything, whether it's grants, whether it's even getting the city of Hillsborough to go through with something or the city of Litchfield to go through with something. There's always hurdles you have to go through. And by the time a project is announced to the time it's actually here, there's a lot of things that need to happen before A becomes B.
Well, there is a lot of legwork, and I think that's where, you know, we help play a role for the whole county in economic development. Is we help, one, recognize that we need a plan and help communities, municipalities, business owners create those plans. And we map it out. What do we need to do to get there? You know, our ultimate result is we want to have more jobs, more prosperity for the county, a better quality of life. What are all the pieces that have to happen to get there? And I think some of them are infrastructure. And then with infrastructure, you're going to have to directly deal with many different agencies. Those are big projects. But if we start now, we make the right plans, we get the ball rolling so that we can get to that ultimate goal.
And I think, too, cooperation within not only in the county, but with neighboring counties, i.e. Christian or Macoupin County, is essential, because there's got to be equal access to bridge the gap, or else nothing's going to get done, especially in this area.
That's right. There aren't walls dividing us. We're all together. I really think of it as a regional approach. I think if we look at it as, you know, with strategic regional partnerships, we really all benefit from that.
Let's talk a little bit. You got the dinner meeting tomorrow. Mm-hmm. How long does it take you to put this dinner meeting on? Because it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yes. I wish I could tell you how long it takes. I mean, I started planning in January, and now we're to March. And I spent the last few weeks, you know, and in addition to doing everything else that we normally do, spending a lot of time on it. But it takes a lot of time to plan this meeting and get the reports done and printed and all of that fun
probably
stuff.
The simplest thing to do is come up with the location.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
the menu. You know, hey, what are we going to eat? That's always first.
That was the easy part.
After we've established the important part. It is a lot of work. Because
What do you tell Richard? Hey, we'll see you next year when you leave. It's like, yeah, we're down next year. We're done.
Yeah, something like that. But the reports, they're important. I think, and though it is a lot of work, it's important, one, to be accountable to our members, to say to them, what are we doing, and to thank them for their support. Two, that planning process again. It says, where have we been? Where are we now? Where are we going? And three, it really gives us a chance to showcase what we are doing for the community and what progress we've made. That accountability is very important. And those reports, like the State of the Business report, where we talk about the edge visits that Lindsay goes and meets with businesses, collects information from them in a confidential manner, but we use that to help us see what they need to grow and succeed. Putting that together, it gives you a really great snapshot of where we are. So while it's a lot of work, it's a very important step.
You make bring up an interesting point. What do the businesses need here? Do they need more space? Obviously, more money would be nice, but, I mean, what's the biggest thing that the businesses here need?
The biggest thing that they tell us is workforce, a prepared workforce. And that is the biggest thing that we hear most often, most frequently, at a variety of levels and for what their needs really are. But the biggest thing is workforce development, and that is something that people are definitely talking about. I mean, I think at our level and around, you know, what do you do? How do you prepare them? And where does that begin? And where does it – and looking at the full scope of that problem.
Yeah, it's a very complex situation. And we look at our role as how do we help fill the gaps between the skills that our current workforce has and the skills that employers are looking for. And that's where those strategic partnerships come in. That's when you start looking at Lincoln Land and different places to help us. And of course, the schools – in the school districts, how do we meet that need? How do we fill the gap?
Wouldn't that also go to the high school level as well, just to get the ball rolling?
Oh,
especially in the junior, senior level?
You know,
level?
And when you're talking about education, you know, we can go all the way to preschool.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, you know, you're looking at your high schools, and I think that they're, you know, this is something that they take very seriously as well, and that they're looking into. So I think, you know, it's a matter of getting all those partners together and meeting and working with those business owners to give them what the demand is.
Okay, so tomorrow night we'll have an update on where we've been and where we're hoping to go. Also, the board, will the new officers be appointed at the board, and what can you tell us about that?
Well, we will elect new officers for those positions that are up for re-election. And then after that, we do have our first actual officers' meeting of the year immediately following the dinner that night, where we'll seat our new board members. We also elect our leadership. We'll elect a chairman. We'll elect a vice chairman, as well as secretary and treasurer. And we set the groundwork for another year of hopefully good and productive work.
Is it easy to find individuals to run for the board? To me, it seems like it'd be easy. Joining, no problem. Being on the board, well, wait a minute, hold on here.
Well, it can be a challenge just because, as we've talked about before, it's hard to find volunteers in this day and age because everybody is very busy. We have many aspects of our lives that need attention, not just our work, but our families. And so that extra commitment can be difficult. And often we seem to have the same volunteers being drawn from for all of our different organizations. But I would say that when you find that person who's really excited and they're committed and they want to help, mm-hmm. The pieces always fall into place. And somehow the pieces always fall into place.
Let's talk a little bit. Membership. How is membership going?
It's good. We got 7 new members over the last year, since August. So that's huge for us. So far things are good, and we're excited that we've got 7 new members. We're always, people are interested in joining, they can always call. And we're always looking for new members, but yeah.
And you don't have to be a business or a municipality. I'm actually a member on the individual level. And so an individual can make that commitment to say, I want to help with economic development in my county.
How did you become involved with that, Terry?
Oh, wow. Now you're taking me back in time. It's probably been...
I do that from time to time.
It's probably almost been 10 years now. When the Economic Development Corporation very first got started, I had just started my own business and joined the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce. And actually, mm-hmm. our past chairman, Heather Hampton Nodal, came and spoke about the organization to the chamber, and I was very excited by it. And this was, it just formed, and I guess I got hooked into it that way, first by becoming a member, then by joining the board. I did serve as chairman in the past, and I am now secretary. And every time when I think I'm really busy and I just don't have time, I get excited again. Something gets me really excited, and I see the need. I look at my kids, and I think, I'd kind of like to have at least one of them live around close to me someday. And so mm-hmm. I guess that's how I got involved. It was really just the commitment to my community.
And that's one thing you talk about, the kids when they graduate and they leave. Some of them come back. Most of them don't come back. That's a hard ticket to sell to keep the kids at least close by here in this area.
It is, and it's not unique to Montgomery County. I've had the privilege of listening to other counties and talk about their needs and their concerns, and they too are experiencing the youth leaving and not coming back, and that's why we have to work to give them a reason to come back. And the number one reason the kids stay home and come back is because they have a job. And so we need to help, provide them with an opportunity to either create their own business or work for a business, and that it's viable. I think many kids want to come back home. So let's give them that option.
I would agree with that, because there is that comfort zone about coming home.
We have a great community to come home to.
And we do. But the thing is, you got to go where the money is too.
It's reality.
And mm-hmm. you got to pay the bills. And if you exactly. can't pay the bills, then you never know what that world's going to lead you. But it sounds like things are going really well for the Economic Development Corporation. And Lindsay, Terry's right. You have done a tremendous job.
Thank you.
With the group. Let's move forward here. 2014, where's the corporation heading now? We've kind of hinted about where you've been. Where are you taking us? Where's the interstate going now? And not the double tracks in Litchfield.
Wow, wouldn't it be nice to get an overpass or something? Yeah. I could just wave my magic wand for Litchfield. Well, I think we're continuing.
I know some people who know some people. I'll give them a call.
Yeah. I'm just going to say from my perspective, and then I'll let Lindsay talk more about the nuts and bolts. But from my perspective, I don't think I've ever been quite as excited as I am right now with where we're going. And, we've got good leadership in our organization. We've got great staff members who are doing a fantastic job. I see us continuing to build membership. I see us continuing to build these strategic partnerships that we have with county, local municipalities, and our different educators. I also see progress being made with infrastructure improvements. So that's kind of the generals of what I see. And then Lindsay can maybe talk a little bit more about some nuts and bolts.
We've got some programs that we're going to be doing this year, some of which we'll announce for the first time tomorrow. Some will come later. But, we're going to do our annual legislative breakfast again like we've done before. That'll be in May. And then we're going to try, we're going to start to do some more programming. And a variety of one of those programs is, starting your own business, an Illinois program, which is about starting a business, which is very important. And then we're also looking at, site development, which is a big need for Montgomery County, which is basically having those sites available for businesses and ready to go for businesses to build on. And so we're starting to look at that and some more community development type things. We've got a grant writer So she's been working with our communities doing that, mm-hmm. and also increasing our communication with our members. When I came in, I felt like that was very important. And so now we've got assistance doing that with a Facebook page, and we're looking at our website, and we're getting a newsletter because that the information we have is so important that we need to be providing it as much as often as possible. And so we do that for our members, and I think that's very important that we increase that amount of communication going on.
And you talk about information that can be released. There are going to be times when it's hit or miss, but then – man, when it hits, there's a lot that can be flowing in a short period of time. I mean, it could add up fairly quickly.
Yeah.
So basically, communications, where are you taking us then? Basically or better enhancing the communication between the members and what's going on.
That's one of the things we're doing. Like I said, programming is huge. Where we're going with that will be a huge thing for us in 2014. So those two things are really kind of taking a big priority in our list of things that we've got going on in 2014.
And I like that you mentioned about, you know, site selection, because that is a critical need, is getting some locations so that these businesses come in, they do site selections, they're looking for certain pieces of real estate, and if you don't have that space available, then you can't accommodate that business. So we want to make sure that we have places available ready for that business to come into.
And that's anywhere in the county.
You bet.
Anywhere in the county. So we've got the big dinner meeting tomorrow, so that's always fun.
It is. It's really exciting.
And you can't beat the Church Street Pub food.
Hey, you know, I always say, feed them well, and they will come. And they are.
Not
we have
very
great
often
numbers.
You get that. Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, that food, he knows what he's doing over there.
It's a very good meal.
It actually is. Yeah. So we've got that going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Facebook page, which is up and running. Newsletters coming out, hopefully, what, this month, April? Sometime
April.
Okay. It'll be done then. So this is a lot of good things. The weatherization class, that has gone over really well. In fact, I think the last class sold out. You've got another class right around the corner.
Yep, we got another weatherization class coming in April. That will be the fourth class of this year, and that will be so that will be coming up. So if anyone's interested in that, contact Steve Bryan at Lincoln Land in Litchfield. He's kind of the coordinator of that program, and we partner with them, and since we help promote it. So that's going on. And then in May-ish, April, we're going to come out with – we do those business retention visits that we talked about earlier. Well, we've just completed our three-year cycle. So we're going to come out with a report that looks at the last 3 years of what our businesses have been telling us. We usually do a report every year, which will come out tomorrow. But we actually will do a three-year report and say over 3 years – with these businesses in the county, this is what they've told us. So we've got a lot of information over the next year that will be coming out, and people will be seeing it a lot.
One good thing I'll say about the corporation, and I've kind of seen notice, if there is a business that's interested in the county or a selected area, at least that gives them a contact that they can call and say, hey, I don't know anyone. I'm just using this as an example because the people over at Litchfield are very nice, and they're very good at what they do. But, you know, I don't know anyone in Litchfield. I'm interested in maybe putting a business in Litchfield or in Hillsborough, but I don't know anyone in those communities. At least this gives them an opportunity or a contact to get the ball rolling. Because, Lindsay, you know the people involved,
mm-hmm.
and at least that could get the ball rolling.
Yeah, and that's primarily what we view ourselves as, is that primary contact, especially as a countywide level. And so we help people, you know, I get a variety of phone calls. And so you never know what they're going to call me and ask me. And so I may not always know the answer, but I usually know where to find it. So, you know, I send them to, oh, if you're looking for this, then in this city you need to call this person or sometimes it's something that I can do. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what they're calling about.
All right. So it just seems like everything is moving in the right direction. Terry, you're busy with everything, aren't you, still?
Yeah. You know, my grandpa used to always say, I'll get sleep when I die. So I'm just I'm working all the time. But, you know, I enjoy it. And when I wake up in the morning, I look forward to all the different things I'm going to do with, from my own job to my small business on the side, to working with the chamber, to working with the MCDC, to working with my children and my church youth group. To me, that's what life's all about. I enjoy it. I love people. And so to me, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, we got a couple few minutes here, not to switch hats on you. How are things going with the chamber?
The chamber is going very well. We are planning multiple events, some fun different golf outings. We're actually going to do a night golf at Hillsborough Chamber this year, and I'll let our executive director of chamber talk about that when she comes on. We're considering even maybe doing a wacky golf on a Sunday afternoon for the whole family. So just some fun different activities. We're always adding on. Of course, in the fall, we'll have our annual beer dinner, and that's always been a favorite.
Summer concert series.
Summer concert series, yes. That's they're getting the final touches on that right now.
When it comes to Leslie, her, Zach and Leslie always have already sold me. So I'm with Stamp Out Cancer, I'm like, all right, fine. Well,
they know how to put on a good show.
I tell you what.
They do.
$70,000 isn't anything to sneeze at.
Yeah, they do a great job. And it's we're really lucky to have her. So,
well, congratulations on another successful year, and best of luck tomorrow night at the annual dinner. That's always a good time. And for those going, what's the doors open at what, 5:30, 6?
6, actually.
6?
Mm-hmm.
And then the meeting starts at 7?
Yep. And dinner's at 6:30.
And that's at the Church Street Pub. Can't beat the food over there.
No.
Can't beat the food. And the tea's always good over there. So I've been told. Terry, Leslie, Lindsay, it's always a... See, I had Leslie on the... Sorry.
That's okay. I do it all the time.
It happens a lot.
I appreciate both of you coming in. And it's great to hear that things are going well for the Economic Development Corporation. Anyone seeking more information, Lindsay, what's the numbers that they can call?
217-851-4332.
All right, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, it's Lindsay Wagahoff and Terry Miller. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, so long.